Medical information obtained from our website or the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If your pet has or you suspect they might have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a health care provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of All Paws Pet Talk, this radio show, or their sponsors.
All aboard! Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, paws, claws, and hoofs to the Back to Eden Wellness Show for Pets and People with your hosts, Dr. Mark and Gigi Shimon. Dr. Mark, how you doing today?
Hey, outstanding, Gigi, and welcome everyone to the show. It's a pleasure to be on, and we really appreciate your time and listening in every week. We have a lot of great information, and we'll get right started.
Absolutely, and don't forget, after half past the hour, we start our food independence segment. And we're going to have our vertical growing expert, and we're going to have Country Joe on about growing healthy organic poultry so you can give your pets the best life now. And we're so proud to be on the All Paws Pet Talk Radio Network here today on the Back to Eden Wellness Show. And so today, you know, Dr. Mark, I'm starting to notice some things, and I had predicted this. Four years ago, after 2 days after Fukushima occurred, I spoke with a physicist, a nuclear physicist, who had worked for GE. He was extremely intimately familiar with the plans of the Fukushima reactors. He said they were built, he said the plans were defective, the construction was defective, and that all of the safety logs had been fudged from day one. And we have several of those reactors here in the U.S., but that's not the point. So 2 days after Fukushima, this expert told me they're lying through their teeth. He said, based on the emissions that are being emitted, there's at least three reactors in critical meltdown. And at that time, they were saying, everything's fine, everything's fine. And, you know, we're here all about good news and about having a joy mode of living. But if you don't know about something that's harming you, then we're not doing you a service, and we're not giving you a complete access to the joy mode of living, because you might have a surprise come up that's going to affect your joy level, your health level, and the health level of your pets. And so what we're trying to do is we're going to present really valuable information and then really awesome solutions. All of the things that we're facing right now can be solved, and we've got some answers for you here today and for your pets. So what I've been noticing, Dr. Mark, and which I predicted 4 years ago after speaking with this expert, because they told me, they said the entire food supply in the Northern Hemisphere is going to be contaminated with radioactive fallout for years to come. And what a lot of people don't realize is just because Fukushima is not in the news does not mean everything is okay. You can actually go. We have live feed at backtoeden.org, where you can see exactly the latest information that's coming out about Fukushima, because it's going to affect your pets very profoundly. Fallout gets on the grass, it gets in the dirt, our pets walk with their paws, they lick their paws. And here's the thing about radioactive exposure, it is cumulative. That means that when you have an exposure, it doesn't go away. It builds up, and the next exposure builds on top of that, and on top of that, on top of that. Unless you take measures to detox and to build up your immune system, one of the first things that radioactive exposure will affect is the level of healthy flora in the body. And the flora are the happy, the good bacteria that our bodies are designed to host, that help us digest and assimilate nutrients and create enzymes. And actually, I read a report recently that they had linked probiotics to people just automatically losing weight when they restored their probiotics in their gut. Have you read anything about that, Dr. Mark?
Well, I'm intimately familiar with probiotics. There's prebiotics, probiotics, but that all falls into the very, very positive foreknowledge of being able to take care of your health and your immunity in your gut. And sometimes the the capsules refrigerated, some are not refrigerated, et cetera. But just to find a good probiotic for the human side is very important. And essentially, you can restore those levels just briefly on the gut genome, if you will. Usually about 3/4 good bacteria, 1/4 bad, or, 2/3 good, 1/3 bad, somewhere in there. But when the health changes in our body, that ratio changes, and that preempts the challenges that many people have for challenges that are just simple, to ranging all the way to autoimmune. It's really important to get that gut bacteria restored. And as you were mentioning, Gigi, and we've known even one of the researchers back in the day, Dr. Kem Shahani, a lot of the research was done by him early on in the 70s and 80s, et cetera. He passed away since, but a wonderful man. And so I'm really familiar with how important it is, and many of you are perhaps, on how to restore the gut or keep it healthy. And that's the very essence of good health.
It is. And really, one of the problems with our modern diets, and including the quality of pet food that our pets have been eating, and their probiotics are just as essential, is that it creates an acid pH in the body, which is favorable. It actually reverses the way the pH is supposed to be in the gut, and it makes the bloodstream favorable for the negative fauna, the negative flora in the body, and it undermines the ability of the happy flora to maintain their levels. So a lot of people try to artificially change pH with things like baking soda. I've never believed in that. What you want to do is go to the root of why the pH is out of whack in the first place. And then when you deal with that situation, then it will automatically and naturally go back to its ideal pH. But that involves cleansing, nourishing, and aligning structure. These really are the three pillars of health for our pets and for us as well. And a lot of people don't realize how toxic the pets are and how toxic we are right now. And those toxins in the body kill the probiotics, in addition to the Fukushima radioactive fallout that we're being exposed to and not being told about. The thing is I'm seeing an increase, Dr. Mark, in depression. The incident with the pilot slamming the plane into the Alps, actually, if you go and do a little bit of research, the increase in mental breakdowns, such as exactly what happened with that pilot, four pilots, has like a 10,000% increase right now, because they're flying in the upper atmosphere where most of that fallout is. It's already a big exposure to flying a plane. It's like taking, I don't know, what did they say, 22 x-rays or whatever. But you're doing that every day and every day. And now that atmosphere is supercharged with radioactive progeny, and they're getting huge, huge exposures. The cancer rates for pilots, stewardesses, flight attendants are going through the roof, all kinds of autoimmune, immune issues. And they're like the canary in the coal mine, because they're the ones that are really up in that atmospheric cloud that's circling the northern hemisphere primarily. Of course, it's going to be global at some point, but the highest concentrations are in the northern hemisphere. So what do we do about it? What do we do? Well, we're going to stay tuned, and we're going to tell you exactly what you can do to help your pets deal with this situation, if you'll stick with us right after these messages. We'll be right back with the Back to Eden Pet Talk Radio Show. Back the number 2 Eden.org. Your pets doing? Are they full of energy? Are they strong and healthy? Are their coats smooth and glossy? Well, at backtoeden.org, it's quick and easy to put the pizzazz back into your pets. Backtoeden.org has products that are like nothing else you have ever tried. Go to back2eden.org to turn your pet's body clock back to Eden. back2eden.org. That's back2eden.org.
Hey, pet lovers, listen up. Purr Spray Pet, all-natural, non-toxic spray for all of your pet problems. proven safe to use for their skin, eyes, and ears. Helps calm and heal wounds, hot spots, insect bites, and lots more. Will not sting and very safe to use, even for your feathered friends. To find out how you can keep your pets happy and healthy, go to purspraypet.com. That's purspraypet.com. Purspraypet.com. Or call us now at 386-310-3924.
All aboard. We're going back to Eden. Yeah. We're going back to Eden. Welcome back to the Back to Eden Wellness Show for Pets and People with your hosts, Dr. Mark and Gigi Shimon. And I hope you're all hanging on the edge of your seat because we're about to tell you how to deal with health threats for your pets that most people don't even know exist. Talk about the inside scoop. And then not only that, when people do find out, like if you talk to the average person, you say, oh, I'm dealing with, you know, bioaccumulation of radioactive fallout and other toxic chemicals for my pet. And they'll be like, okay, then what do you do? And that's really what we're here to do, is to let you know what's really going on so you can be fully informed, and then to help give you the tools that you need to solve and address these issues in the best possible way. And so we were talking about how I've noticed an increase in depression. In breakdowns, we talked about how pilots and flight attendants are showing some real signs of bioaccumulation of radioactivity. And so what do we do for our pets? Well, we were talking about probiotics right before the break, because that's the first line of defense that will go down with bioaccumulation of radiation. So it's really important, like Dr. Mark was saying, we have awesome probiotics in the Back to Eden store. You just go to backtoeden.us. That's our pet site. Our people site is backtoeden.org. We have, by the way, we have the live feeds on both sides. I apologize. And go to our store. We've got some of the best probiotics. You can give them to your pets. It's going to help their gut. But we need to remove the cause too. There's also some great probiotics at your health food store. Udi's is a great one. It's important to read up on them. Some of them are not stable in the stomach acids, and you're going to want them to be enterically coated so that it can get through that hydrochloric acid and get to where it needs to go in the small and large intestine so it can repopulate. But I know this subject intimately because I was on 42 courses of antibiotics in 6 years, including IV antibiotics. You want to talk about completely decimated probiotics? That was me. But I was able to bring it back. There's also a really great product by Garden of Life called Primal Defense. And these are soil-borne probiotics as well. Because, you know, back in the day, we'd dig a potato out of the ground and we'd wash it, but there would still be residual stuff. And what do we see kids doing when you put them out in the yard? Oh, they're putting dirt in their mouth. Believe it or not, there's some very valuable organisms in dirt. Not so much nowadays, but back, if you can find some pure earth. Now, I'm not saying go eat dirt, but you'll even watch dogs will eat dirt too at certain junctures if they've eaten something that doesn't sit right with their stomach or whatever. Nature has provided lots and lots of answers. But now we've got it. Garden of Life has a great thing called Primal Defense. And then basically I did the gamut. I did everybody's probiotic. And the ones that got the best results were those the ones I would stick with longer. There's another one called 3-Lac that you can get at the health food store. Very, very powerful. We've had people with interstitial cystitis and many other things have resolution just with the addition of that probiotic to their health. Now, Dr. Mark, we've got to deal with the accumulation as well. And detoxing animals isn't easy. But what have you found, you know, as some starter steps that your clients have been able to take to start dealing with some of this toxic overload that we're dealing with right now, Dr. Mark?
It's a great question in reference to radiation and how to rid the body or at least decrease the dynamics involved. Certainly, as we know from history, and this goes way back, plankton is some of the sea products like plankton, blue-green algae, chlorella, the green things that you might not have that much exposure with are encapsulated or tablature, very simple to take. And I remember when I had radiation, just done some x-rays, that's what showed up on my friend's testing years ago. He gave me some homeopathics, but he also gave me the plankton, a product, I don't know if it's available anymore, called Pacific Sea Plasma. But in other words, planktons, chlorellas, and spirulinas are, you know, have a certain charge, but we're able to detoxify the body and cleanse and help the burden and the toxic load as it relates to radiations we're talking about on today's show. And so, Gigi, I know you know of a product that that works really well, but that is the key, is really identifying not only for pets but also for people this important issue and taking action.
Well, unfortunately, although I don't like to use that word, what we're not thankful, well, we're thankful in everything. What we don't like right now is that our Pacific spirulina, our broken cell chlorella, the wonderful chlorellas that were coming out of Japan, the spirulinas from China, all the kelp, the beautiful kelp products from the Pacific Ocean, those are now all off limits to us because of the gazillions of cubic tons of strontium every horrible radioactive material being dumped into the Pacific Ocean every single day. We're not going to go on the whole diatribe right now, but you'll see on the feed there what's happening to the Pacific wildlife. So what we've done is we have found a phytoplankton product that you can give to your pets. It's the easiest thing to give a pet ever. You just put little drops. They don't need a lot. You can literally start with one drop a day. Not only does it have every single nutrient known to man, has a very high mineral content. These are organic minerals, plant-based minerals, not something where they got it out of the earth, like when you go to the store and you buy a calcium product. That is most likely either elemental calcium from the earth, oyster shell, or whatever, and then they pour acetone on it, and that's how they break it down. Well, they tell you, oh, well, the acetone, you get it out, 99% of it gets out. Well, you're going to have the frequency information of that acetone in that product. The body does not recognize it as a food. It's an indigestible rock. And so a lot of people don't know that about your mineral supplements, that that's where they come from. But this phytoplankton, it's totally vegetal minerals. And minerals are one of the most important things, again, in dealing and preventing, actually, bioaccumulation of radiation. But here's the thing. With our demineralized soil, and we're eating foods that are demineralized and processed, most of us are super deficient in magnesium and iodine and many other trace minerals. So therefore, you're just a sitting duck to take up that radiation and have your body hold on to it. But if we have adequate trace minerals in our body, a full spectrum, the body just, a lot of that will chelate right out of the body and you won't even accumulate it. So this phytoplankton is the best source of protein, minerals. It's like the most superest superfood on the face of the planet. And then here's the kicker. It's grown in a closed bioreactor in Europe. That means no chemtrails, no pollution, no fallout, no radiation. Nothing gets to this phytoplankton. And we have PhDs watching this phytoplankton all day long, taking care of it and enhancing it by promoting the strongest strains, the most vibrant strains, the most nutrition-packed strains. Honestly, you start with a drop a day. One bottle is $30, and at that rate, you could have that bottle for 3 months for your pet, and they will have a transformation in their health. It will help protect them, like Dr. Mark said, from the issues that we're facing with all toxins, not just the radioactive fallout from Fukushima. And then you can take it too, because we want our moms and dads of our pets to be healthy and strong. If mom and dad aren't strong, what do they tell you in the airplane? Dr. Mark, you're always saying this to me. You put the air mask on yourself first, then your child. Because if the child is breathing and then you pass out, who's going to help the child? And it's the same thing with our pets. If we're not well, if we're not healthy, how are we going to really be there for our animals, our livestock, our pets, our family, our friends, our job, and so on and so forth? We kind of approach, Dr. Mark and I approach health and our animals and our pets and our families from a holistic perspective. Everything is affecting everything. Everything in the universe. Have you ever heard of the butterfly effect, Dr. Mark?
Yes, I have.
And basically, the premise of that is that when a butterfly in the Amazon flaps its wings, they've literally proven scientifically that it's affecting every part of the world everywhere. And that's what it is on the energy level. And we talked about that last week on our show about how our thoughts and our words help to create an energy environment around us that is affecting everyone around us, including our pets. And so we have a totally different approach to pet wellness. We're after the whole family. We want the whole family to be well because ultimately that's going to be the best thing for your pets and, of course, for you. We care about you so much. So, Dr. Mark, I have a really interesting story regarding Fukushima. And this gentleman is still alive. He was a doctor that ran a clinic a mile away from Ground Zero at Nagasaki.
Wow.
When the bomb was dropped. And he immediately put all of his staff on a strict macrobiotic diet. For those of you that have never heard of that, I encourage you to Google it. We're not going to go into the details right now. Macrobiotic diet, which basically the highlights of which he took them off of meat and sugar. No sweets, no sweets. And then they were having miso, which is a probiotic, kombucha, which is probiotic. By the way, we have the recipe to make kombucha on our backtoeden.org website. You can make it yourself for pennies. And so they were getting all of these good and kimchi probiotics. Nobody at that clinic got cancer and died. And the gentleman, that doctor, is still alive. Okay.
Wow.
3 miles further away, 3 miles from Ground Zero, was another clinic where nobody changed everything. Everybody died within 3 years. Every single person at that clinic was dead. So that just is like a perfect case study. It really is on A, the power of probiotics, and also the power that we have to change the outcomes of some of the worst situations that we could ever face for our pets and for ourselves by educating ourselves, listening to awesome programs like the Back to Eden Wellness Show here today, where we're so devoted to seeing you and your animals and your livestock and your family have the best life now. And so we just gave you some really valuable info on how to deal with this invisible problem that you can't smell, you can't see, you can't taste, you can't touch. But here's what happens with bioaccumulation of radiation. Basically, wherever the genetic weakness is in your pet, that's where they're going to start having problems first, because I think all of us know a little bit about how radiation attacks the DNA. It degrades the DNA in the cells. So it would make perfect sense then that wherever there's a genetic weakness, that's going to be the area that's going to show up with trouble first. And here's the thing. None of the doctors are being informed about what's really going on. No one is. I think they're trying to prevent panic. I'm not saying it's malicious. I think they just don't know what to do about it and what to say about it. But we do. And now that you do know about it, you're going to realize if your pet all of a sudden starts having degradation of health for no apparent reason. Believe me, there's always a reason if there's degradation of health. Haven't you found that, Dr. Mark? The perfect body knows how to take care of itself perfectly. I mean, barring, you know, a huge, you know, falling off a cliff or whatever. But when it's blocked from doing its work, that's when it starts to break down. Have you found that in your practice, Dr. Mark?
Absolutely. And in through life, early on, we talked about the innate intelligence of the body in chiropractic philosophy and so forth. And so we do have a body that you have to tell your heart to beat and your lungs to breathe. It does it automatically. That's our autonomic nervous system. But there are body fields that governs the body as well. There's a lot to talk about there, maybe in another show. But this innate intelligence and how it runs itself, we just need to fine-tune it, detoxify, be mindful of our environment, continue to keep those positive thoughts going. And we know that love heals. We know that love heals. And so it's absolutely a wonderful thing. We can take care of ourselves and our pets and really have that best life now.
That is awesome. And so, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Mark is, he's only with us for half a show, so it's really important that you get on during the first half of the show so you can get these inside scoops and this inside information to bring your pets and your family the best life now. Let's go back to Eden. Let's go back to the simplicity of wellness. And so since we're dealing with some complicated stuff, we might have to do a few things, but we're going to show you how to do it in the simplest way. Please go check Dr. Mark's website. That's joymode, M-O-D-E, living.com for just some amazing, eye-opening, and very, very hope-filled information that can get you on a path to, like Dr. Mark says, 95% great days a month. Dr. Mark, thanks so much. We'll see you next week.
Thank you, Gigi. Thanks, everyone.
And so we have a special guest today that's going to be joining us. And she has a wonderful company for our pets. I told you we love to introduce new products to you that we think are awesome for your pets. And today we're going to introduce to you Organic Oscar right after these messages. So stay tuned.
We'll be right back with the Back to Eden Pet Talk Radio Show. Back the number 2 Eden.org.
Itchy dog allergy sad? Did you know that our dogs suffer from the same pollen, dust mite, and mold allergies that we do? Now, veterinarian dermatologist Dr. Christian has formulated Doggy Goo. Doggy Goo is a peanut butter treat for your dog. But Doggy Goo also sublingually builds tolerance to 10 pollens, 2 mites, and 3 molds 100% naturally. Try Doggy Goo. Your dog will Doggy Goo lick it up. Call 855-246-2426. The number again is 855-246-2426 or on the web www.healthygoo.com. Goo spelled G-O-O.
Scratch it.
All aboard.
We're going back to Eden. Yeah. We're going back to Eden.
Welcome back to the Back to Eden Pet Talk radio show for wellness for pets and people. And I'm your host, Gigi Shimon, and Dr. Mark will be with us next week again for the first half of the show to give you guys the info you need to have the easiest and simplest path back to Eden. And right now we have a guest with us, Marie from Organic Oscar, and they have amazing organic shampoos for pets. So Marie, why Organic Oscar?
Why Organic Oscar? We have great products, a unique packaging, and I think people like our products because they also stand for the same values. So in short, that's the reason why I would say why Organic Oscar. Now, if you go more in details, you'll see first our packaging is super cute and very unique. We have a bone shape. Bottles for the shampoos, a little tub for the pet wipes. So products are very recognizable for the pets and not, you know, not to be confused with humans' products. And they look great on the bathtub. And then you also go for our products because they don't have any soap, parabens, sulfates, petroleum-based ingredient dyes or artificial fragrances, so they're extremely mild and great for the skin of your pet. And we all know that allergy season is starting, and on top of it, the allergy is an itchiness is the most popular problem that pet parents have with their dogs.
Absolutely. And everyone wants stuff that's going to help calm down the skin. And I love your organic lavender. Lavender has a wonderful calming effect on animals. It is not toxic for them. You have a holistic bite and itch relief shampoo and a relief spray. You have a deodorizing touch-up spray, and they're all organic, everyone. So you don't have to worry about your pet being exposed to toxins. She's got pet wipes. She's got a groomer's line for groomers. And they're always having product specials. And it is, they're the cutest packages. And again, you don't have to worry about grabbing the wrong bottle. And honestly, if you understood what is in commercial pet shampoos, and how poisonous and how toxic they are. Just I've had sodium lauryl sulfate come up in people's scans. They've had such a buildup in their body. It's literally building up in their tissue. Your pet has got to have a break from toxins. And this is one of the easiest and most fun ways to do it. And you can, hey, if you have a groomer, you can buy this shampoo and take it to your groomer and have them use what you want on your pet's body. And still not have to, and still not have to do give your pet the bath. So Organic Oscar is super committed to their organic values. Tell us some more about your company, Marie.
So you're actually absolutely correct. I think now the products, the conventional pet grooming, and even the conventional products, they irritate skin, and those issues are very easy to fix by using the right products from the beginning. And that's what we're trying to provide at Organic Oscar, is providing products to support a holistic approach in caring of the pets, and not just a simple product. So or pet parents usually take our products because they want to live a holistic lifestyle. They care about the environment, and those are values that are extremely important at their eyes. And it's cost-saving. I mean, you spend less time trying to figure out, you know, what your dog has or what your cat has. If you use a healthy, if you have a balanced diet and if you have healthy products without all those chemicals, you save time and money on those, and those are important.
Well, I actually, you know, my history as a rescuer, an animal rescuer, I have very rarely had to take my rescues to the vet, because we're able to turn it around just by removing the poisons and giving them super healthy food and water. And then some of them with real serious issues, we've added a little energy medicine in, and we've had really vibrant turnarounds, complete turnarounds. I have the most amazing stories. And what's great is pets respond so well to healthy products. I mean, you just can't even believe it until you try it. Because they want, unlike people, they don't have a vested interest in staying sick. A lot of people have emotional issues and blockages and reasons why they want to stay sick. Subconsciously, I've dealt with this for years and years. And that is the hardest thing in trying to support and facilitate others, humans, in their wellness. But pets, no such issues. They you start to take the pressure off of the toxic load, and you start to feed them healthy raw foods and organic foods, and they just spring back. Children are like that too. So we really appreciate a company like Organic Oscar, Marie, that you've taken the time to bring these beautiful healthy products for our pets, because these are our family members. And we care about them just as much as we do any of our other family members. And we need organic options. And honestly, in the pet world, it's not easy to find. So how I think everybody can go to your website at organicoscar.com, and they can find out where these amazing products are. Is that true, Marie?
Correct. Organicoscar.com, and you'll find the full range of products, from shampoos, pet wipes, and sprays. And we're actually also coming up with treats now that have organic ingredients and non-GMO verified products. So they should be available fairly soon also on our website, so you can complement and treat your dog for using the right products.
Absolutely. So that is Organic Oscar, OSCAR.com. And then she's got a store lake locator there, so you can find out in your local area, and FAQs and a blog. And there's a video to watch and everything. So if you really care about your pet's health, let's remove some of these toxins. People are like, oh, organic stuff is so expensive. You should see your prices. Not only are they super reasonable, but every dime that you spend on an organic product is an investment in your pet's longevity and quality of life. Don't think of healthy as expensive. Think of it as, I'm investing in a quality of life and length of life for myself and my pets. It doesn't cost. It pays, just as Marie was saying. So, Marie, you've been a wonderful guest. Thank you so much. We're going to be back. It was so great to meet you, and I hope everyone goes to organicoscar.com. We're going to take another really quick break, and so stay with us.
We'll be right back with the Back to Eden Pet Talk Radio Show. Back2Eden.org.
For your dogs, running beside your bike is more rewarding canine exercise than any walk. It's also more dangerous. Until now. Introducing the amazingly stable Bike Toe Leash, the only safe dog biking attachment approved by the American Pet Association. The Bike Toe Leash installs in seconds on bikes, trikes, power chairs, and mobility scooters. No tools needed, and dogs learn it immediately. With a Bike Toe Leash, both dogs and rider can enjoy fun recreation anywhere, no matter what your ability level. To learn more and order your Bike Toe Leash, visit BikeToeLeash.com. That's BikeToeLeash.com. Bike Toe Leashes are made in the USA and ship worldwide. That website again is BikeToeLeash.com.
All aboard.
We're going back to Eden.
Yeah.
We're going back to Eden.
Welcome back to the Back to Eden Wellness Show for pets and people on the All Paws Pet Talk Radio Network with your host, Gigi Shimon. And I'm so honored to have with us today on our food independence segment, our poultry, organic poultry expert and aficionado, Country Joe. Country Joe, welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you. You know, it's funny. I was thinking about this the other day. Remember I told you every Easter, remember we talked about getting Easter chicks and all of that? Well,
yes.
I wound up with seven of them this year. And it's just a sad thing. Just a quick note here. I just wanted to bring this up.
Yes.
The people buy 8 little chicks for their kids to play with, you know, like their toys. I got 6 of them. And the cat got one, and they don't know where the other one is, if the cat might have got that one too. But, I mean, you know, so I've got what's left here now, you know. So, and it was just funny we had talked about that, about, you know, chickens for pets and the whole thing. And I just said, well, you know, every year it's, you know, it's never failed me. I've always wound up with some chickens. And
yes,
they were.
Yeah, it's such a shame. It's such a shame. And those poor little babies, they get traumatized and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And there's actually some amazing chicken stories, and I know that you've got them, Country Joe, but what we want to do, and thank you for bringing that up, everybody, please, if you know someone that's thinking of just buying a pet for a child that's not ready to care for one, they're not toys. They're living creatures created by our loving Creator, and we were told to take care of them.
Mm-hmm.
To look out for them. The word husbandman actually means, you know, the same care that our spiritual husband, our heavenly husband gives to us, and he gave everything so that we can have life. So let's be conscious. It says in the book of Proverbs, a wise man watches out, protects, and nurtures the life of the creature, of the animal. And so we're all about that here at Back to Eden. We're about going back to the original patterns. So let's take care of these animals. Let's protect them. Let's look out for them. They're not pieces of furniture.
That's right. That's right. And getting back to, you know, we talked about, you know, raising your own chickens in a very small space, which is very, very doable. And, you know, like I said, I have friends that do it in big cities like Chicago and whatnot. You don't need that much space, about 4 square feet per bird. 5 square feet would be really good, you know. And
right. So a little patio, like
right.
Even though some of those condo patios, that's plenty of room for 3 hens. They make no noise.
No noise at all. And that's what's amazing. You know, like I say, people live with these things for years, and the neighbors never know. You know, it's just fun and it's wonderful, and they're so easy to take care of. And we were talking about feeding them organic fodder or whatnot, and you know, which sounds complicated. I guess when you first hear that word, you go, "Oh my God, I can't do that." And that's a so simple of a thing to do. That's not even funny. You buy barley or buckwheat in a health food store. You can buy it online and whatnot, and you can grow it in pans in less than a week. And it's
okay.
All,
well, let's give everybody the steps. Everybody, get your pen and pencil out. We're going to give you the steps on how to grow fodder, because you want some tasty eggs. You can give, how much is it, up to half of their feed, Country Joe, of fodder?
Oh yeah, yeah. You can easily do that, and you know, it'll take 50%. And there's other things that you can feed them, or you can buy to supplement them. Like I say, your salad, when you're done with your salad at the end of the night, you know, what you got left, you know, like your celery when you cut off your ends and your tops, your cucumbers and that sort of thing, that's all excellent food for chickens. And, you know, we're talking about people who keep 4 or 6 chickens, and you've got the extra rather than throw it away, you know, extra salad
that's
stuff.
That's free food.
That's free organic food if you buy organic, you know, celery and whatnot, which we do. So, you know, there you go. You have that. And I always treat them with, believe it or not, wild birdseed. They just love wild birdseed. And,
really?
You know, yeah. I mean, that's a treat for them. You know, they really love that. And that's just really great. But, I mean, you know, these are all just, you know, snacks and whatnot. They'll do anything for birdseed. That might, you know, I got 400 chickens running out here. They'll all follow me down the road, you know, if I got birdseed in my hand.
If you've got the birdseed. Okay, yeah. So the first step in growing fodder is to get those pans. Now, you're talking about those, like, plastic sprouting pans?
Well, you don't even have to do that. Yeah, let's go to basic. You go to, like, Walmart, okay, and you buy the plastic tubs, that are about 3 inches high. They've got them all sizes. You know, I like the long ones that are about 24 inches long and, you know.
Oh, like under the bed? Wide. They call them under the bed storage or something?
There you go. You bring that home. You bring that home and you drill a series of holes in it, okay? And you put it, like, in your laundry room, over your laundry room sink, out in your garage, out on the side. You put in your seed. You want it about a half inch thick. And you water it 3 or 4 times a day. That's it.
Now, you just put the seeds right in the tray with nothing.
That's exactly it. This is what makes the organic part. And it's amazing because, you know, if you got kids, they'll just be amazed that this stuff just grows. And because the seed just, you know, has everything it needs to grow. And it's a short burst. So after 7 days, your barley will get up about 7 or 8 inches.
And then it's ready to roll.
Yeah, and when you roll it up or you cut it, the bottom part, the roots all intertwine. It looks like carpet, you know, the bottom of carpet. It's all white and intertwined. And you just cut off pieces of it, and they eat this. Now, a chicken will normally eat about 4 ounces of food a day. That's roughly what they eat. But that's what I'm saying. You supplement them with this, but you want to get some calcium, like oyster shell, and they sell this in the feed stores and stuff, and this is really cheap, and because they need 3 grams of calcium to make an eggshell. So you just throw that on top of the fodder or whatever, and they just naturally eat it. But as far as the fodder goes, you don't want it too hot directly out in the sun. You want it kind of like shaded, and you'll notice after 3 days it all sprouts, and after 4 or 5 days, wow, it's up there. And like I say, and you just keep growing that. So you just spray it. You just keep it moist. You don't want it soaked. You don't want the water to sit in it. You just want the water to go through it and out and drain. And that's simple. It's that simple, really.
That is simple and really low cost.
Mm-hmm. It is, if you want organic feed. And if you don't want to do that, you know, people say, well, I don't have time to do that, or I don't have the space, or whatever. You know, they always got an excuse. You can buy bagged organic chicken food. You can buy it. It's a little bit. It's double. It's actually double the price of regular GMO chicken grain. But if you want an organic chicken and you only got 4 or 6 chickens, it's really inexpensive. It really is. Because, like I say, you can measure it out if you want to be real frugal. 4 or 5 ounces a piece is all they require a day. And, you know, and most of the organic grain already comes with the calcium in it, but I always add it anyway because calcium's cheap. It's just ground up oyster shells. So,
yeah, and chickens are made to eat these oyster shells. Unlike people, we were talking about supplements made from oyster shells before for people, and they use acetone to break them down, and then that's what people are taking as calcium supplements.
Yeah.
But for chickens, they've got to have this calcium, and the oyster shell is the cheapest, easiest way to get it to them. Right, Country Joe?
Yep. That's it, and it's really inexpensive. I mean, you buy a 5-pound bag for just a few dollars, and it's just a half a handful is all they need, you know. And mixed into their food, maybe even every other day. They don't need it every day. And like I say, you know, you get your chickens up and you're good to go. They've got, you know, at least 5 square feet and a roost. And everybody says, well, what do I use for a roost? Well, you know, if you live out in the country, just a branch that's, probably big around as maybe a cracker or something, you know, and you just nail it up because chickens love to roost. Or if you go to a hardware store or whatever, you buy a closet.
A dowel?
Bar. Yeah. That's it. Just something that's strong enough or they're just going to sit on it.
Now, should the roosting area be covered, like a bedroom kind of a feel so they have a sense
roof,
of security?
Yeah. Yep. You know, a little roof and some walls on the side of it so the rain doesn't get into them, you know. And in like a little wire door so, you know, if a strange dog comes in the yard or something that you don't know about, you know, they're going to be safe. But during the day, you let them run around, and they're very, very easy to clean up after. They really don't really make that much of a mess anyway, you know, for half a dozen chickens.
And they eat the fleas?
Yeah, they eat bugs. They eat all kinds of bugs, and they just run around. They're just very entertaining, and like I say, they make just as good of a pet as anything. The more you handle them, the more they want to be handled. You know, that's the fun part. They'll actually jump up on you. You know, they're just it's just amazing. You know, it's just fun. I mean, you know, I just can't have too many chickens. You know, I got a sign in my office that says, "Honest, honey, this is the last chicken I'm getting."
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a really quick break, and then we'll be back with Country Joe with some more valuable tips on how you can be food independent and make sure that your pets and your family are getting the best quality foods available right after these messages. We'll be right back with the Back to Eden Pet Talk Radio Show. Back2Eden.org.
NuVet Plus, your pet's best friend. NuVet Plus is an immune system builder that is safe for all stages of your dog's life. Helps eliminate most issues, including allergies, scratching and itching, hot spots, arthritis and joint issues, chronic ear infections, tear staining, lack of energy, digestive issues, and so much more. All natural, manufactured in an FDA-registered human pharmaceutical lab here in the USA, using ingredients sourced in the USA. Nothing artificial, no sugars, wheat, corn, or dyes. Never heat treated to help retain all the natural rich ingredients. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and is only pennies a day. Call us Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Pacific Time. 1-800-474-7044. That's 1-800-474-7044. And tell them you are referred by All Paws Pet Talk Radio. Or go online to www.nuvet.com. That's www.nuvet.com. Use order code 33955. Again, www.nuvet.com, order code 3395. Put your pet on the path to good health.
All aboard.
We're going back to Eden. Yeah, we're going back to Eden.
Welcome back to the Back to Eden Wellness Show for pets and people on the All Paws Pet Talk Radio Network with your host, Gigi Shimone, and our special weekly guest for our food independence segment, Country Joe, the poultry, organic poultry expert and aficionado. And he just told us the most amazing stuff. You can literally have 3 hen chickens and a little patio. They need 4 square feet each, right?
Yep.
And they won't make any noise. You can feed them fodder, literally pennies a day, and have fresh, healthy eggs for your children and wonderful, clean pets. You know, Country Joe, I have some friends that do, oh, I forget the name of it. They have a chicken area that you can pull behind a tractor, or it just has a handle on it.
Yep.
And they just pull it around the yard, because the chicken manure is one of the greatest things for your lawn or your plants. So they'll just move them. One day they'll be here, or a couple days, and they move it all around. Have you heard about that? What's that called again?
Yeah, they're called chicken tractors.
There you go.
Yeah, and they have handles. Matter of fact, if you're handy, you could build one yourself. I mean, it's just a coop with, like, wheelbarrow tires on the back and 2 big handles on the front. And you can build it with any width or height that you'd like. And like you say, you every day you move it, because if you leave it on the same spot on the lawn, they're going to kill the grass, because they eat it. They eat the roots right out of it. So if you keep moving it every day, that doesn't happen. And it doesn't have to be that large. It really, I mean, you know, even a small child can pick it up and move it, you know, because you're just rolling it along. And
that's right.
Yeah, I mean, it all depends on how big of an area you have, you know. And a lot of times, I'm trying to gear this to everybody has an average backyard, and you just want to check with your zoning and whatnot. You know, most places now allow you to have a half a dozen chickens or, you know, around that
just
area.
Just no roosters. Most zoning, they don't allow roosters, but they'll let you have chickens.
Boy, and, you know, and just let me throw in this, because I have breeding roosters here. They start crowing in the morning, and with a full moon, they'll even crow during the night. They crow, like, every 30 seconds, all day, all day, all day. And if you have more than one, they try to outcrow each other. So, you know, if you live in a neighborhood, oh, my God, you know, it would drive you nuts where it did the neighbors.
Right. Actually, I've been through that before, and we had to take the rooster out to a farm out east.
Oh, yeah. So that's my take on roosters.
I didn't know that the hens would lay without him, but they did. Yes. They laid just fine without him. But this chicken tractor concept, here's what's so great about it. Mm-hmm. Every day you move those chickens, they're going to eat all the fleas in that part of the lawn.
That's right. You
move it and you move it. You'll never have to put poison down to prevent the fleas, which doesn't work anyway. That just makes the fleas stronger.
Uh-huh.
It hasn't killed them. Has any of the poison that we've come up with, ladies and gentlemen, so far, has it killed these bugs? No, it's just made them worse.
Yep.
So why not use Creator's solution, the Back to Eden solution of the chicken tractor? Go around. Not only will you be giving your chickens fresh area to scratch in, which they love to do, but they'll be getting those flea eggs and the fleas out for your pets, so your pets will have a healthier thing. And it fertilizes your lawn. You'll have a beautiful lawn. And so that's kind of a win-win-win. I'm starting to figure out, Country Joe, uh-huh, that this poultry thing is kind of a win-win all the way around.
It is. It is. And it's very simple. And here's another savings, and it's a necessary savings, is don't fertilize your lawn with commercial fertilizers, because that's not good for the chickens, okay, to eat.
Yes.
So don't fertilize your lawn. You don't need to anyways if you're going to have chickens on them. But that's very important, because you don't want them to eat any chemicals, any pesticides, anything like that. So, you know, like I say, all my lawn, of course, I don't use anything that has chemicals in it. And I've got the nicest looking weeds you ever saw.
Well, you know, I just read it. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I just was going to say, I got weeds that I'll bet you scientists couldn't identify, because I've never seen them.
Honestly, I had one come up in my backyard in 3 days. It was 6 foot tall.
Yep.
I was like,
amazing?
Where did this plant come from? Is this from the moon? I've never seen it in my life.
Oh.
It was like grew as fast as bamboo. But, you know, I read an article a couple of weeks ago by an organic farmer, and he said, you know, weeds is kind of the earth's way of trying to replenish itself.
Uh-huh.
Because if you actually plow them under, you're putting back value into the soil, and you can actually get a better lawn. Now, I don't know if I believe that, but that was a little off topic. So here we've got this amazing chicken tractor, and so you can get the fleas and stuff out of your lawn, you can fertilize your lawn, and your chickens can have fresh scratchings. And so I think this is that there are some other wonderful, helpful hints, though, you have about eggs that I think our listening audience would really appreciate, Country Joe.
Well, it's just on the freshness of eggs. You know, I hear this all the time about people. You know, they buy their eggs from the grocery store, and they're just content. They want to be content of buying their eggs there. And like I say, the average egg in a store is 40 days old, and that's just a fact, whether it's organic, cage-free, whatever it is. It has to come from a farm to a distributor to, you know, all the way down the line. And the way to check your eggs to see if they're old, the older they are inside the egg, the bigger the air sac gets. And as the air sac gets big, you drop them in a glass of clear water, cold, just tap water. It doesn't have to be hot, cold, just tap water. And if the egg floats, it's old. And if the egg sinks right to the bottom, it's on the fresh side. And you can almost tell. Some eggs will just bounce off the bottom a little bit. Well, now you got an egg here that's got some age to it. And if it floats, now you got a problem.
Right.
Yeah.
And no,
it,
honestly, after 4 weeks, does it have? It has very little nutritional value left. That's why I think they have so many salmonella issues. I mean, how long can you leave these things? You know, before you eat them. They weren't designed that way.
That's right. And all and. And I did have a thing here that we were talking about organic eggs, about how, if I could find it, about how much more
nutrition
it has. Oh, my God, I guess so. And it's like a lot. It isn't a little bit. It's like a lot on an organic egg. And
well, with our yes, we found the same with our vertical growing system, that the difference between, you know, even organic produce that you get at the supermarket and picking your own is about 70% of the nutrition is lost.
Yeah, here I have this right in front of me. This comes from Mother Earth News, and I get that magazine.
They're great.
They did a study, you know, with their scientists and stuff, and they said organic eggs have a third less cholesterol, a quarter less saturated fat, two-thirds more vitamin A, two times more omega-3 fatty acids, three times more vitamin E, seven times more beta-carotene, and four to six times as much vitamin D. Now, that's
wow.
The difference between a store egg and an organic egg that you raise yourself.
And it's actually going to be cheaper once you get your little system in with your fodder. So that's like getting a free vitamin supplement thrown in.
Yeah.
You know, people pay a lot of money for vitamins. Here you go. There's just a bunch you can take off your list just by having your own chickens and growing your own eggs. And with my rescues, my animal rescues, the dogs primarily, but the cats also like it too. When I knew I had good eggs, because I would not do this with a store-bought egg, but I would give them raw egg yolks. It's such a healer. It does so many things. It has that inositol and choline, which deals with the nervous system. It deals with metabolism of fat. And they love the raw egg yolks. And you put a little garlic powder in there, a little onion powder, and they just lap it right up because that's a raw protein which has enzymes, protein enzymes that you cannot get any other way unless you artificially supplement. We're always about going with the easy package, the original Back to Eden package. So there's your wonderful vitamins now in this beautiful egg that you're going to be able to grow yourself because Country Joe taught you how. And we're out of time already, Country Joe.
Wow.
He's got so many more hints and so much more information. We're going to get into growing meat for your animals as well. So please visit with us again. Country Joe, it's always a pleasure. I always learn something with you every show. Thank you so much.
Okay. All right.
And
then I'll talk to you next week.
We'll see you next week. And ladies and gentlemen, paws, claws, and hoofs, thank you so much for joining us today on the Back to Eden Wellness Show for Pets and People with your host, Gigi Shimon, on the All Paws Pet Talk Radio Network. We'll see you next time.
You've been listening to the Back to Eden Pet Talk Radio Show.